All right, y'all ready?
Yeah.
And five.
Hey.
Four.
Hey.
Three.
Hey.
Two. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification. Bangers. Church announcements. If you haven't seen it yet, we put out a clip of the Den of Kings recap. The full version is on Patreon because we had a lot to cover. There's a lot of questions on Patreon. So if you want the full thing, come up off that funky little five. For the Christmas time. Ball Brothers in Chicago and Detroit this week. Next week, Boston, New York, Philly sold out. After that, Richmond, Orlando, D.C., Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Finishing up with Oakland and Los Angeles, California. Also, Richmond, Virginia.
Orlando.
Jesus.
And Orlando.
Father God, I thought you only had 3 weeks left.
This is all in the next four.
This is a lot.
That was, we'll be done by Thanksgiving.
I know, we got a lot
this
going on.
This is every weekend until Thanksgiving. Well, yeah, no, we got 1 week.
We got 1 week off in between now and Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, God. Pull up on us. Angel, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
What's going on in my neck of the woods is always Shop Mama Likes, as well as Mocha Masterclass on the 18th of this month. You can get your tickets by going to the link in my bio on Instagram. And Mommy Confessions will be doing a live show in LA in December. Ooh. We'll get back to you on that.
Bang, bang, bang. I forgot. Did you get a chance to watch the Joe Budden clip?
No, because you said we'll watch it between and you saw what the between was.
Why don't we watch it together? How long is it?
It's
okay, never mind.
Like 4 minutes. Let's watch it. Yeah, she needs to see the context.
Oh, Kev, your butt was big out. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Again? I did that to honor Flip that happened to him, too.
Oh, okay.
Kevin. Oh, should we say real quick? This episode is in honor of the memory of D'Angelo.
It's confirmed?
Yeah, it's confirmed.
Yes.
It's confirmed?
Mm. Mr.
New York Times, Brown TMZ. Sugar.
Mr. Dang. What's that video where we could almost see his... Crotch,
how does it feel? Let's play how does it feel?
Yes, how does it feel?
To honor D'Angelo, who is no longer with us, we must...
praying for his children.
We love you. We miss you, D'Angelo.
51. Richmond, Virginia's very
Richmond,
own.
Virginia.
We're going there to celebrate his life, not to do a show. We're just going to be 2 hours of moment of silence.
Girl, it's all in you.
Have it your way.
Come on.
You can decide.
God dang. Dang, the kids lost both parents this year.
That's terrible.
I'm proud. Everything that you desire.
It's a feeling. That I'm feeling. Won't you come closer?
Come on.
I just wanna
be your man.
How does it feel?
This is such a like moment when this video came out. It was like, who is this?
Yeah.
Girls loved him. I understood. I wasn't built like that. I always wanted that.
Gonna post your video today?
No, because last time I did that when Charlie Wilson died, people got mad at me.
Charlie Wilson died?
Frankie Beverly.
My God. I was like, Charlie Wilson.
Last time when Frankie Beverly.
Charlie Wilson gone?
Frankie Beverly.
Jarrell's supposed to be on a show with him.
They got mad at me, so I'm not going to do it this time.
Not Uncle Charlie. What did it happen? What'd you take him, God?
Do you feel like... like him and Erykah Badu kind of entered. They were like the pioneers of neo soul.
Who?
Yeah. D'Angelo? I feel like I didn't know what it was until them.
I can't speak to it, but I just remember no them other, being like, "There's no other music
like that
around then that was like that."
For me, they are. It's them too.
Oh, him.
And then like Bilal music, too. Music was later though.
Was he later?
Yeah, yeah. Music was when I was. I think they were like. This was like middle school for me.
Music was a little more poppy too, though.
Let me see when. Get up there. Brown Sugar, 1995.
Oh, Maxwell.
Maxwell for sure. But I don't think I was calling it neo soul then. I was just like, that's just Maxwell. Felt like the term came later. He was 19.
What?
When this came out?
19?
When Brown Sugar came out.
He's only 4 years up. Yeah, I guess he's only 6 years old.
I think he was, from what I understand, when Brown Sugar came out, he was 19. Yeah.
The way that cut
1974, out. And Brown Sugar came out in 1995. Okay, one more, D'Angelo. I'm sorry. He deserves two, Angel.
He does, and I'll tell rest you something somebody sent me. It doesn't have to do with D'Angelo. It has to do with you.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Hey. Came out in 95. He was born in 74. That means he's probably 18 when he recorded it. Oh, dang. 17. He's. Oh, no. It's like he got signed at 17.
That was his. Voice.
At 19.
And the name was Brown Sugar. Brown Burgundy.
When I found out this was about marijuana, I said, oh.
I thought it was about a girl.
Yes. Don't y'all listen. Brown Sugar, babe. I get high of love. Don't know how to behave.
Sugar.
Somebody said it was about weed. It was about heroin. No.
It's about what?
Heron. Heroin. No, it wasn't.
I don't know, Heron.
Sugar. Sugar.
21, not 19. Y'all know I don't do good math.
That makes more sense. That was like, I thought.
But I think when he recorded it, he was 19. I'm going to be right.
Like down to my knees.
21. You know why my mind be backed up?
By the name of Chocolate Tie
is a weed strand. I get high off love and I want to behave.
Sugar. Come on. You know what? This makes me want to smoke some weed.
You should in honor of him.
We can get it delivered.
Oh, I was handed it to you.
Oh. Just smoking.
Hold it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wonder why your lips been getting so black here lately. You've been smoking on tour.
Black and Mild?
Yeah, you've been smoking too, Josh?
No, I don't do drugs.
Oh, Josh will be a smoking. Him and the cats just be up in the house. Cat nipping it up.
Boom.
Now I want some more.
Now I want some more.
This is my husband's
artist.
Brown sugar bag. I get high off your love.
See, if it is about weed, which makes sense. This we grew up in a time when they wouldn't just say, I smoke the weed and then I'm high from the weed. They would at least ride around the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like Joe said, point me to the subway, I'll go down. I thought this man was just used to public transportation.
No, he said,
I didn't know he was eating that cat.
He was take me through that.
He eating Gucci. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Isley Brothers said, receive me. Relieve me. Oh, yeah.
My husband made such a good point yesterday on our podcast. He said, you know, the generation of music now is written by a bunch of drug addicts in expressing their excitement about being drug addicts. He said, before it was more so being excited to be the drug dealer. They don't care about that no more. It's the addicts.
Give me the drugs.
Give it to me. Give me the syrup. Give me the molly. I want to be high. Rest in peace to the amazing, the incomparable D'Angelo and Angie Stone. Prayers up to his children that he left behind. And before we jump back into the podcast, I want to give a shout out to our first sponsor, Rula. Finding the therapist is hard. Okay, it's not something easy, and especially if you're trying to find one that takes your insurance, you just have double-dutched your way into a very difficult situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's where most online therapy platforms fall short. Most don't take or work with insurance at all, which means you're stuck paying the full out-of-pocket cost or paying for an expensive monthly subscription. Well, Rula does things differently. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, making the average copay cost just $15 per session. That's real therapy from licensed professionals at a price that actually makes sense. Think about it. You use your insurance benefits to maintain your physical health. So why wouldn't you do the same for your mental health? And Rula isn't just affordable. The experience is tailored around you. Other online therapy platforms might match you with the first available provider, whether or not they're a right fit. But Rula considers your goals, your preferences, and background to provide you a curated list of licensed in-network therapists who are actually aligned with what you need. Because they know that finding the right therapist can make all the difference. No wait list, no frustrating back and forth. Rula makes it easy to find a mental health provider who is accepting new patients, and appointments are available as soon as tomorrow. Plus, Rula sticks with you throughout the journey, checking in to make sure your care is helping you move forward. Go to Rula.com/SK to get started today. That's RULA.com/SK for a quality therapy that's covered by insurance. Thousands of people already using Rula to get affordable, high quality therapy that's actually covered by insurance. Visit, we're going to say this all again, Rula.com/SK to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know we sent you. That's RULA.com/SK. You deserve mental health that works for you, not against your budget.
Bingo, bango, bongo. Want to kick this off, actually, before we get too far. I need your sports take. You called it.
As always,
I'm gonna let you cook.
What I need y'all to understand is, y'all like, Angel don't really watch sports. I don't have to. That's how good I am at this.
Yeah.
I called the Aces about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Because I know greatness when I see greatness. I called the MVP a while ago because I know greatness when I see greatness. So don't question me.
I won't.
Just believe me, because not only am I an expert at all the sports.
Every sport.
I'm talking about hockey. I'm talking about tennis, golf, baseball, soccer, football, all of it.
Pickleball.
Pickleball. Balls. I got it. Lacrosse. Just understand. I know what I'm talking about. Also, God be talking to me. So, boom.
What did he say?
He said, say these people, and I said it. I did it for the NFL thing, the Super Bowl.
You caught it on the NFL thing.
I said, that pretty black man is going to get the goddamn thing for the Philadelphia Eagles.
You know they're calling him your boy from Living Single.
Oh.
Scooter. The actor.
The handyman, but I was looking for his
not John Henson. Scooter, Angel. He like Khadijah. He had the hat backwards. What is his name, y'all, in real life? He was the tall, Scooter, not Overton Wakefield Jones.
Cress Williams.
Cress Williams?
I don't know.
I don't think I knew that was his name.
I don't know. They said Cress.
Cress Williams. Remember the dude who liked Khadijah? He used to wear that hat that man wore.
I didn't really watch Living Single. Let's be honest.
What do you mean?
I really wasn't watching that show.
Why?
I don't know.
I watched Them in Color.
Mm-hmm. Josh, you're out. You're not going to get in trouble for not watching Living Single, but you are.
Mr. Angel? No, not
she's
no,
a black woman.
Know about nobody's Anita Baker. Right.
That's different.
Overruled.
No, because Anita Baker, I was a child.
I didn't say I never watched the show, but it wasn't one of the ones that I was like, I got to watch it when it comes on.
It came on either before or after Martin.
I watched Martin.
And then you just left?
Martin was what I watched.
Wow. I can't wait to tell the world about this.
Bill Cosby. The Cosby Show. I watched Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I watched Living Color. Mm-hmm. I watched A Different World.
And just you saw them black women living in New York and you was like, I don't want to protect them.
No, they felt protected.
They felt protected?
But yeah, I wasn't. No, I didn't watch Friends either.
Oh, God.
I definitely wasn't watching Friends. No.
I ain't going to hold you. And I'm not even anti-white show. Like, I tried to watch Friends. When I was studying pilots, I was like, let me understand. Because it's a massive show. Mm-hmm. I watched that show and I'd be like, brothers and sisters, I don't get it. And I'm not even saying black people can't like Friends. I'm not even on that. Because there's many a white show. Y'all know I love Curb and The Office. And I get Seinfeld. I didn't watch Seinfeld in real time either, but I went back and watched it just to study it. I get it. And it's actually funny to me. Friends and Frasier. That doggone Frasier had himself a program.
Yes,
him
did.
And Niles and the dad, they had the dog going. Mm-hmm. I liked all of that. Whatever it is about Friends, I just be like, I do not care about y'all.
Did you watch How I Met Your Mother?
I didn't watch that either.
Too gimmicky.
Really?
For me.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't like the gimmick and I didn't watch it.
What's so crazy is I remember the beginning of Living Single. But you get me too far into the episodes, I'm like, I know I did not watch that as hardcore.
Did you watch when Kyle and Max got together? Were you out by then?
I think I was definitely out. Oh. Like, I watched episodes, so don't get me wrong. Yeah. It was like, but it wasn't like one of my faves. Gotcha. So, as far as in memory,
I understand.
I did not.
There's a lot of stuff. Anyway, before we move on, I want to say, Asia Wilson, we hung her shoes for a reason. Watching her play basketball in real life and in that series, first of all, this is the first WNBA series to be a best of seven series. Didn't need to be. Could have been best of three, best of five, best of nine, best of 11. Whatever the first to win, them aces were going. Once Asia Wilson hit the game three shot, drop pivot, reverse drop pivot, it's over. Mm-hmm. It's over. The aces remembered every negative tweet that was ever tweeted about them. Mm-hmm. And they've been on a this you campaign.
I love that for
ever
them.
Since.
Yeah.
They are paying attention.
Good.
Dana Evans, Asia, Chelsea Gray. They've been dropping their proverbial ovaries on Twitter and Instagram. Jewel Lloyd, who I think this was her third championship. Two with the Storm, one with the Aces. Think about Asia. She won MVP, Finals MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, First Team All WNBA. I believe she was a scoring title champion as well. That is a level of domination that doesn't happen usually in the same season.
Yeah.
I think it was like either just her and Akeem have done all four of those. And I don't think Akeem won the scoring title that year. The craziest thing about the WNBA now, Angel, almost all the stars in the whole league are free agents. Everybody timed their contract to this CBA agreement. So technically, like all the veterans, all the big stars, everybody is a free agent this year.
Oh, so you gonna have to show me the money if and you want me to go, come here.
And listen, we talked about this before. Mark Davis bought the Aces for $2 million less than 5 years ago.
Could have been you and Fool, man.
If I had to put some friends together. Now, I wasn't gonna be able to put $40 million up for the practice facility that he did.
You know. Well,
but Asia ain't even been. I was looking this up on her Wikipedia. She ain't went overseas before Unrivaled. Prior to the year, Asia plays in WNBA season, and then apparently she goes and works out with NBA players in the offseason. She wasn't going overseas. She didn't play an Unrivaled last year. And after the CBA, I don't think they will have a need to go overseas. It looked like they're talking about $1 million contracts.
Come
now.
On!
You gonna lock out?
100%.
Okay.
I don't know if they're gonna lock out and miss the whole season, but they have Unrivaled. Yeah. The WNBA, and apparently the WNBA had an opportunity to partner with Unrivaled, and they said no. It's sounding very who could have bought Netflix? Blockbuster. It's sounding very y'all should have bought Netflix when you could, because I plan on going down to that Miami and watch me a game or two. I sure will, because I know them Unrival tickets can't be that
now,
crazy.
When they have you do the commentary, are you going to be ready?
Absolutely not. I'm unable to really. I've noticed this about myself. I'm not being fair to the women. I will not talk negatively about them like I will men. I was watching the game, the finals, and I was like, Satu Sabali is taking a lot of poor shots in my head. And I was like, Ryan Howard has also taken a lot of poor shots in the games I watched. I'd be quiet. I'd not say nothing. Now that I know they're checking tweets and stuff, I'd be quiet. If this were, I just feel like I'm too new. But maybe going in my third season, I feel
you'll be ready to
I'll
talk,
be ready.
Talk your trash.
Because I did talk say the truth. Aces were going to win. They were just clicking at the right time. You know, in sports, a lot of times, a good amount of it is clicking at the right time.
Mm-hmm. And now they, I know. I'm the sports expert. Yeah.
And
click.
You
click away.
Click. I'd be like, is you clicking or is you clacking? Because if you're clacking, you ain't going to be backing. But clicking, you're going to be winning. See, that's one of my mottos. And this is why the Aces
that's
won.
One of your mottos?
Yeah. If you're clicking, you're going to be winning. If you're clacking, you ain't going to be
backing. You're going to be lacking. It was lacking. Right there.
Lacking is way better. But, you know. Why so, would yeah. I think of that?
it was a great series. It's so interesting because the Fever had a much more competitive series. The Fever and the Storm, they were calling them the Hospital Fever. We talked about this, right?
No.
The Indiana Fever were decimated by injuries, and yes. I think somehow that team just gelled better. So I thought because the Mercury had beat the Liberty and the Lynx. Mm-hmm. Who were like the preseason people you thought would win. So I thought it was going to be competitive. I thought the Aces was going to win. When I tell you, Aisha Wilson was just.
Yeah, I didn't think there was going to be any competition. I knew because I see and I know. And that's why it happened. So, you know, I look forward to seeing where these ladies land. I'm sure that the people in the Las Vegas don't want to lose their people because it looked good. It looked real good.
Let me tell you who's not going anywhere. Aisha Wilson.
Oh, no. They're going to give her what she needs to
they
not go nowhere.
They might give her a hotel.
As they should. They're going to give her what she needs. They're going to give her the team she needs to keep on
the
doing
max
what they need to do.
The WNBA allowed.
What's their max right now? It can't be
well,
million.
I don't know. I think. I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-mm. I think if I were them, I would sign Aisha first. I would sign Jackie Young next, 249, 244, Joshy. Supermax is 249,
dang. 244. It's low.
That's like base in NBA, right?
No, it's not even base. I think the minimum in the NBA is like, I think the vet minute, well, even rookies, what's the minimum NBA salaries? I think it's like at least half, 1.272.
That's your minimum?
For a player with 0 years of experience.
Wow.
1 year of experience, that jumps to $2 million. I would sign Aisha, I would sign Jackie, then I would sign Chelsea Gray. Then I, you know, let the chips fall where they may. But them three,
they're gonna try to get all them. They're gonna be like, y'all come back.
Yeah.
It's so good together. Let's this new addition. Keep you together. But congratulations on those ladies. I was not even surprised. I think I watched maybe 2 minutes of this entire series.
It was so good.
It was when I was looking up. But most
you know
time.
What now, Angel? I'm going to tell you, we need Unruly Cousins, not this season, but next season when Juju comes back. USC just signed another
amazing
player. I can't remember her name. USC next season, we need to go down to that. Where they play at, Joshy?
They play downtown. I've been there.
We need to go down and watch us.
I was so mad.
That's it.
Fight on.
I went to watch my play niece dance. She's one of the dancers for the. Like, she's not a cheerleader. She dances like the L.A. Laker girls in the middle. And I really thought I was going to a girls game. And when I saw them boys come out, I said, oh, God, I don't want to see y'all. So yeah, I want to see a girls' game so I can also see my niece dance. But that's it.
Yeah, Juju is out this year. I'm talking about next year when she comes back. Let's move on.
Moving on.
Do we need to do an ad real quick?
We can do another one.
We can do an ad. Y'all want to do an ad? Like I never had. Listen, y'all. You might, because y'all be over here thinking y'all know anything. You might think you have a good handle on your budget. Maybe your spreadsheet says you should have an extra $1,000 left every month. But if your bank account isn't reflecting that, then something is off, okay? Rocket Money helps you track every dollar uncovered, hidden spending, and take control of your finances. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Rocket Money shows you all the expenses in one place, including subscriptions you forgot about. If you see a subscription you no longer want, Rocket Money will help you cancel it. Rocket Money has saved users over $2.5 billion, including over $880 million in canceled subscriptions alone. Their 10 million members have saved up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/SK today.
SK today.
That's rocketmoney.com/SK.
SK rocketmoney.com/SK. All right.
Let's watch the video.
So if you did not see, Mark Lamont Hill and Queens Flip almost got into a fight on the Joe Budden podcast. This was, I'm gonna let you watch it. I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick.
You go potty potty.
Yeah, you can play it on the things. 4 minutes.
Because you won't hear that and think I do that. Well, I don't know if you do it. But do I have any reason to think I do that?
I don't know.
You cracking a joke with Joe. Hell, listen what I'm trying to tell you.
Go ahead.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. I think that people need to see this show.
Guess what? It's going out.
It's going out.
What's the difference between what I did, what we did last week?
Just want to care about what people shouldn't see? Then shut up.
Then don't say
this
it.
This is going out.
I'm comfortable with everything I'm saying.
Okay. It's going right out.
I love you, Flip.
I love you too.
Fed ax too.
But no, I don't think right. As a matter of fact, next to it, separate shit.
UPS tears the tracking link.
As a matter of fact, you know I don't. Because whatever you've ever told me, you know I ain't never come out. And whatever ever happened that I witnessed to, I ain't never said shit about.
Yeah,
like, even
what?
When that,
we kept your secrets,
gonna,
nigga.
I'm not going to say it because then that'd be something.
Yeah, we kept your secrets.
That's all I'm going to say.
What secrets?
And can't nobody up here say nothing different.
What secrets?
We kept your secrets, boy.
What secrets?
We know your secrets.
I'll tell you off air. I'm not even going to allude to it on
that.
That's
not
allude
that way. See, this is lawyer.
That's not lawyer.
Not that shit you do. This lawyer ain't going to blow you up in front of millions, nigga.
Please, you just talking about
exactly. No, and to be clear for the ones, it ain't about personal life. I don't want to make it sound like that because I don't want people to think
about
it.
Oh, you're talking about anything that I tell you, niggas, anything that happened, I can talk about.
And it's for you to talk about.
Hey. So anything that
I'm saying, anything I will.
That, so if you allude to it, because you say a lot of tricky words.
No, I don't.
So
I say regular words that's tricky to you.
Tricky words, you funny as shit.
That's another thing you do, right?
Like,
my nigga, you got the busiest man in the world. You spend 1,000 hours trying to communicate and speak to people to be accepted
that's
by people
job.
that this community, that this nigga built through the community. I don't need to do
that's
that,
our
my
job.
Nigga. I believe in myself.
That's
and I believe
our
in
job.
What I do. No, our job is to come up here and work and show and put our best foot forward.
And that's what I do.
That's our job. And plus do other shit behind the scenes.
You mean like promote the show?
To try to win favor. You try to win favors.
You mean like fan engagement?
You try to win favors.
All right, you're an idiot.
To me, you try to win favors.
With the fans?
And then on top of that, even if you do win favors.
They're the fans. They're our audience.
Even if you do win favors, you try to point out everything else that nobody do. That's sucker shit to me.
When do I do that?
You try to point out.
Don't call me a sucker no more. Don't call me a sucker no more.
Don't call me a sucker no more.
Don't call me a sucker no more.
That's sucker shit. I'm not calling you. I'm saying that's sucker shit.
That's a big man trying to move up off that couch.
Let's both calm down. Because I'm telling you right now, the way you're talking to me, I'm taking a different way. So let's both calm down.
What does that mean, though?
I'm saying let's talk like
brothers. You gotta say that. You gotta say that.
I'm saying, because you ain't gotta say that sucker shit. So I'm saying let's
go. You're not a sucker, but I said the behavior that happened.
Then we good.
Shit to me.
Then we good. Then we good. Now let's get back to the show.
But that's why you saying that?
Because when you say that sucker shit, I take that as disrespectful. And I take that as
some.
To me. To me. So I'm trying to tell you.
Take disrespectful.
Nigga, I'm not gonna talk about it on air because I'm not you.
I'm afraid.
So at the end of the day, that
would be me. I'm very afraid.
I'm scared. Hey, Monty, I'm not trying. I'm not potting. Nigga. No, nigga, don't fucking say it. What the fuck is you doing? What the fuck is you doing? Nigga, do you want, are we talking or what?
Yo, big.
We can talk outside. Yo. We can pot. Then let's talk outside.
Mark and Flip.
No, don't. Fuck that.
Mark and Flip. It's not fucked
up. No, every time you get mad, you talk niggas like they're pussy and they not.
I didn't call you pussy.
No, you call me a fucking sucker. That's the same thing.
Not in this hallway. Not in this hallway. Joe is like, I'm here to make this money. What are y'all doing?
Let's I'm pot. Not potting. Let's How do you feel, pot. Angel? I saw this yesterday and all the discourse surrounding it. You just saw it. I'm curious your thoughts as a black woman.
I don't even know what the hell these black men were saying. I don't even have a clue.
I thought they were potting.
Yeah.
Not potting, man.
No, don't say that. Don't say that to me. Don't you call me no sucker no more. Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that. I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. Hi. Hello, everyone. This podcast is brought to you by... That's all. I would have just kicked it to the next ad. This podcast is brought to you. They were like, we don't have ads. This is all Patreon. All right. First of all, I can't do that much yelling back and forth. I would have walked out. I've been like, once you guys finish yelling...
Could you ever see yourself being that upset?
Not at this big age.
But... No matter what, if I or Josh or even on any of your other podcasts, if one of your co-hosts, is there anything about your life that somebody could do that you could?
Oh, yeah. Anything to my kids. But I don't know if it's going to be a back and forth is what I mean by not at this big age, where it's just us yelling at each other that much. It makes my brain rattle to hear that much yelling. Mm-hmm. Like me and Marcus, even when me and him are going back and forth, we're not yelling.
Yeah.
Like, and I think it might be actually a trigger for me. My mother would not let us argue out loud.
Yell at each other?
Yeah, no, we couldn't. We would get a whooping for that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You ain't yelling up in her house. You better bring it all the way down. So if we're going to have a discourse, it's going to be at this level.
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up in a outside of one of my mom's boyfriend, maybe husband. He was a yeller, but in my life, my dad, Willie D, he don't get like that.
I mean, I do yell at my kids, but but there's literally no back and forth. I did yell at these kids that I took on a team retreat, but it was a short span of yell.
It's not going to be 2 minutes of just.
No. We're not going to be doing that. You're not going to be standing up, getting in my face. If it's about my kids, if something has been done to my children by an adult, again, it's not going to be back and forth. It might get escalated.
Yeah.
My best friend, Nina, she grew up in a household where her like arguing wasn't a problem. Mm-hmm. So I remember when we lived together and she tried to start like yell arguing with me. I walked right on out to my room. I said...
I didn't grow up like this.
Girl, I'm not doing this with you. I'm not. Hey, let me tell you what. There's very few people that I'm going to continue to have this type of bop, bop, bop. Because eventually I'm going to realize I don't care about your opinion.
Right.
That's what eventually is going to happen. Wait a minute. Why am I listening to you? I don't care that much about what you think. What?
I will yell. At sports. If we're hooping.
Oh, yeah, I've heard you. You are loud in general.
I'm very loud. I just had my debut on the Country Wayne skits. Incoming comments on the first episode is he is loud. Who is this? People who didn't know me were like, he is loud. Uh-huh. People who didn't know me were like, Kev is loud, but Kev is loud. Mm-hmm. Like, he just talks very loud. He's just a loud person. If we're hooping and you fouling or talking trash, I can lose my temper. I've lost my temper just arguing about LeBron versus Kobe. Me and DZ at All Deaf Offices were arguing so tough. I had to sit myself down and be like, why am I even... First of all, I'm at work. Mm-hmm. Second of all, this is my subordinate. Third of all, neither LeBron nor Michael Jordan know who I am. Why am I defending them to this valor? Yeah. Why am I so upset that he thinks LeBron, Jordan is better than LeBron or Kobe? I think might have been Kobe. I'm not remembering. Uh-huh. I think it was Kobe. I think DZ's a Lakers fan. It was before Kobe passed. I had to sit myself down and be like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? First of all. Second of all, why are you doing this at work?
Yeah.
Imagine getting written up for yelling about LeBron at your job.
And LeBron don't care.
But no, if it's, I'm not a street dude, as people often confuse me.
Really? Because,
yeah. You know, the tats.
Yeah. The neck. Women, the fact when you have to show your tat like that, you know. When
is there you look a more manly way to show this one?
Well, I don't know, but the you fact can, that that's you how you did
below
it.
The shoulder.
Most dudes, when they show off their tats, is usually like this. But you said.
You can't see that one.
You see this? Hey, you see this street life right here, nigga?
You're right. This is not, most street people have never done.
Hey, it ain't even Black Power. It's the wrist snapback so they can see
not
it.
Not masculine?
I don't think it has anything to do with masculine.
Just not street?
That's
what
not,
about this?
Oh, now, here we go. Oh. Especially with how light your shoulders are. Your light skin ass shoulders.
What does it have to do with my street credibility?
There's just something about them being so light.
Light shoulders can't be street?
Is there colorism in street credibility?
I don't know. I think
light skinned men are usually not, they're not seen as tough as dark skinned men, street or not.
Well, NLE seemed very
tough. True.
And he's very light. He's like light like my children. What were we talking about? Street cred. Hold on. Where were we at? Oh, screaming at each other.
Yeah.
I don't. So it is a trigger for me. I don't like to hear a lot of scream matches. That's why I would never be able to be into a show like Bad Girls Club. And while I do watch the Real Housewives shows, once they start to scream and stuff, I'll be like, this is all theatrical.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see myself losing my temper like that. Not with
what?
You.
Oh, I already know you ain't doing that with me.
Yeah. You. Even if you didn't, I just wouldn't. The optics wouldn't be great.
No. The realness would not be great either. I'd be like, now ain't no.
I'll reason. Yell at you.
Let's hear it.
Angel!
Now you have yelled at me like,
Angel! But it's usually because you're singing good. Also, when.
Or I do something stupid.
The funniest part about that was. Ish holding Flip's shirt down. I thought he was trying to hold him back, but he looked like his butt was coming out. Worst nightmare. As a butt out man, you can't have your butt out when violence is around the corner. It's just so disarming. And butt out is you can't. What you gonna do when your butt coming out?
Not only that, you can't get physically aggressive if you're in a bucket seat.
Them couches are deep.
So he's like. No, what you saying? Hold on. No, I'm not calling you no sucker. I'm just saying, got to get up like a pregnant woman. I'm just saying, hold on.
Semantics.
I'm just saying. I was like, no, you got to already be up if you're going to be screaming in a way that might incite somebody to fight you. You can't.
I sat in that couch too. It's a comfortable couch.
You might as well cross your legs.
It's hard to get into a fight when you gotta roll back.
you gotta rock back.
You can't get your bearing. There's no arms.
None of that.
Right? Mark was in a chair. He got arms. He can come here. What's up, nigga?
Yeah, very masculine. Very.
This is a nigga. What's up?
Yeah.
This. You can't.
No. Hold. What I'm saying. Oh! Get my arm.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't do that when you are trying to be aggressive. But yeah, no, I could never work in a situation like that. I don't know what that would do to my blood pressure. Two, I got a husband that don't need much of a reason. That definitely wouldn't be. I would have to quit.
Oh, for sure.
That day, I'd be like, well. Thank you guys so much.
Your version would be if you was in a podcast with a whole bunch of women and somebody just lit into you.
And that wouldn't even...
There wouldn't be a man. It wouldn't be like a...
Yeah.
A man was, wouldn't yell at you. But if it was like you and... I don't know.
Yeah, some me other and women. Anybody. No, we're not. I don't... I have never... Literally, the best friend that is still my best friend is the only person where there was somebody yelling.
Mm-hmm.
Da, da, da. That is the last time that has ever happened to me.
Yeah.
It's never happened to me ever again
and
in
also,
life.
So, as a woman, do you... Maybe I'm thinking as a man, we have so much bravado about our appeared weakness that you might go up even if that ain't your personality. Do you feel like as a woman you have that same need to be like, show you ain't weak if somebody's arguing with you or yelling
at
you?
I don't have that need, but that doesn't mean that other women don't have that need. I need to be the loudest because as the loudest I'm winning.
Mm-hmm.
Or I need to be the loudest because that's the only way you're going to pay me attention, the other person. Like, yeah. If I'm not screaming it to you, I don't believe that you're listening to what I'm saying. And I just truly, it really has to do with how my mother raised me. I can't even hear you no more if you're screaming.
Yeah.
I have anything you thought that was supposed to land on me as far as in logic, reasoning.
It's out.
Yeah. You might as well be.
Charlie Brown's mom.
Yes. I don't hear you anymore. And that's probably not good. I should be able to actually like. Let me just allow you to get this out however feels good to you. And in this moment, if it's yelling, go ahead. I won't take it personally, but I will take it personally. And I'll be like, oh, nigga, if you can't talk to me like a grown woman with some sense, I'm done.
I don't think there's anybody currently in my life that I deem a friend that I would fuss with like this. But if it was like hoping, which obviously I don't do as much anymore.
What?
Yeah.
When we just did the basketball shoot off and you were shooting,
I missed 1,000 shots in a row.
It looked like, oh, Kev does this every
did
day.
Did you see my basketball video when I was in Dallas shooting the baskets?
No, I did. I see you. Did you kill it?
Yeah, I edited it to make it seem like that. Melissa, when I tell you, Melissa was like,
was she like, I'm tired.
First of all, I haven't played basketball in, it's been a good amount of years. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about. Just even shot around more than, hey, nephew, let me get a shot. All right, you got it. At least pre-pandemic. And even before that, I just don't be hooping like that. Melissa was like, why would you think in the time you haven't played basketball, you would just come out here and just swish?
Did she forget who she married?
She did for a minute.
I think so.
And she remembered quickly.
She was like, oh, it's Kev.
And
sorry.
I shot... And at my greatest, Angel, I was never just this 3-point marksman.
What?
No. And I know people believe me, Steph, me. Who's the difference?
6'7".
I'm here. I'm here. Layup, backboard.
Yeah.
So for my video, I got to shoot threes. Angel, we was out there. I was sweating by the time I got the video done.
I bet.
And it took me a good 20 minutes to get all them doggone shots going in.
I just figured that there was something to do with the shape of the rim that's not, you know, to standard, to code, which you're used to.
Absolutely what
as
happened.
As a professional.
You know them Dallas, Texas rims, they ain't up to code.
Yeah, and this one ain't either.
This ain't up to code. This is a carnival rim. People are like, Kev, you miss shots? The thing is barely better than the basketball.
Better than the basketball. Listen, while you might not ever want to put your money on Kevin, let me tell you, this episode is brought to you by Prize Picks.
Come on, run it down. That was all right.
And you better get the rundown here at Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this football season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Okay, Josh, what are your thoughts about the upcoming football season? Huh?
Very excited. You know, it just kicked off. There's a lot of options to be able to play on Prize Picks. You can, you could pick the yardage, the passing yardage that
the
quarterbacks have, the rushing yards that some of the quarterbacks might have too. You know, I mean, I'm a Dak guy now. You know,
yeah.
Dak Prescott,
Dakota Rain.
Yeah, we went through hell last weekend, but you know, at the end of the day, he might hit his passing yards this week. That's what I'm gonna pick more for that.
Listen, I got one word for you. Hurts, huh? New PrizePicks is the only app that offers stacks, meaning you can pick the same player up to 3 times in the same lineup. Want to pick more on Josh Allen's pass yards, rush yards, and touchdowns? Now you can pick all of them in the same lineup only on PrizePicks. What's also new is follow other PrizePicks players directly on the app and copy their lineups in one click. Whether it's a friend, a celebrity partner, or just someone who picks you like, hit the follow button and check out every lineup they create in the new feed tab on PrizePicks. Because if you're not an expert at sports like I am, you might want to be able to get advice from other people by copying their lineup. On PrizePicks, how you play is up to you. If you want flexibility, choose Flex Play, where you can get paid even if one of your picks misses. And if you want the biggest payouts, go for the power play. No matter your play, PrizePicks is a great way to put your takes to the test. Download the PrizePicks app today and use code SK,
SK
to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code SK,
SK
to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. PrizePicks, it's good to be right.
All right, Angel. Your group, Maverick City,
dealt
some fatal blows. Chandler the Moor, Naomi the Rain.
They lost 2 blacks. How many blacks is left?
I don't know. It's
looking real light skin.
I don't know.
Looking real light.
Is there a roster posted anywhere?
Maybe on their website.
Dante Bolton, ain't he?
Is he back with him?
I know he's back making gospel, but I don't know if he's down with the City of the Mavericks. How do you find out who's on the current roster?
Dante Bo Broom.
So he's back with him.
He's back?
I guess. This could be old. They just, you know.
They still got clips of Chandler on the website. I don't know if they know that.
But when I look at the picture of the Mavericks.
He's on every page, man.
He's in.
No. Sorry, I'm talking about.
Chandler. They got to update it, man. What you going to do?
They do.
You can't scrub Chandler. Oh. Not old Chan.
Todd Galberth. Is that a black man?
Todd.
Is he black?
Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Galberth.
He is in there.
Tasha Cobbs was a part? Or was she just a guest singer?
I think they went did some dates together. I don't think she was in all the way.
Okay, Wikipedia, you don't have
Wikipedia the Wikipedia don't know about the Mavericks?
They don't have the anointing. Who are the current members of Maverick City? Come on.
Todd is not Maverick?
No, this is not updated. This still ain't got the top two that said that they're not two anymore.
Yeah, they just went with the most famous folk. Well, you know what? Listen.
Well, either way, we can still speak about Chan and Naomi Reigns.
They gone. They said, I wonder what they going to do.
Friends of the pod.
I wonder what they going to do.
Chan and Naomi?
They're going to be all right, Angel.
So low records.
Without Maverick.
First of all, they need to let me go and sing in the middle. Now is my time.
They're probably looking for a new black.
You would be the best black to join.
What's one of the songs?
Come on.
Jaira, you are enough. And I will understand.
There it is.
Throw my circle. I could be big white.
Yeah, come on.
You are Jaira.
Are you doing the lead or the background?
I'm doing all the parts.
Okay.
You are enough.
Why'd you put the glasses on?
Not that enough. So you're I can be cool. Not that enough. Better than enough.
Put the beanie on.
I don't know what they say right there.
Enough.
More than enough.
Oh, more than enough. Okay.
Better than enough.
They're speaking in tongues.
They don't speak it. Don't talk down to no Maverick. They didn't say yada de boshi.
Come on, add it to them.
That's what they need, Kev.
Yada de boshi. Yada baha.
Put the hat on. You're right.
Oh, that gives it.
Let me get in my Maverick bag.
Come on, give us that.
And I will understand.
This is that.
Through every circumstance.
Give us the coffee cafe anointing.
Jaira, you are no.
Ting, ting.
What's
ting,
the other song, ting. Joshy?
I don't know any of them.
You know, Angel.
I don't know any of these songs.
Angel, you know.
No.
They're all Chandler songs.
Yes, that's why Chan was in the middle, man. Y'all, what y'all going to do?
Nobody's going to know him after this.
What do you mean?
No, they going to know him. Promise it.
They're not going to know.
They are going to know him, Angel.
They're never going to know.
They're going to know.
They'll be like, who are you?
Promise 10 minutes.
They'll be like, wait, is
Jesus
he?
Jesus Christ.
A 10-minute song?
10
he
minutes.
Looks like, he kind of looks like a nerdier Kendrick Lamar.
Chan?
Yeah. Like in a good way.
Never let me.
You got a little, you'll never let me. That's what she did. faithful.
I don't want to do that one. Yeah. 13 minutes. Man, I got to go.
Yeah, Kevin, that's a part of being apart. You got to be able to stand that long. You can't all of a sudden be excited and then they look at you in the back and be like
13
this.
Minutes in the middle?
That's a long time to wait like on this. Jesus.
They're going to know you don't want to be there if you're worshiping like this. This is Chandler.
This is Dante. I need a little more gravelly in my thing in the hospital room.
That you sounds like your old man character on Churchy.
What is this?
I can not that old. Come on, youthen it up.
Listen through. I've never seen a pot of gold.
Why are you moving like animatronic?
At the end of a rainbow. I gotta work at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
I can't do no song with all these words.
No, you make him up.
That's
I
too
have
much.
You seen your glory, Lord.
Nah.
You stood right in front of my door. Don't nobody know the real words.
Now this is what group I need to be in. Nah. Oh, that's what this is what I need. That's what I can leave. Now give me this all day.
Jesus, I'll never forget how you
now put me in here and I can go with you, Angel. Jesus, I'll never forget
how you brought.
Oh, where? How can I forget? Come on, Carlton. Hey, how can I forget?
Never seen these.
Said me.
They need Lisa Knowles.
Who?
Promises.
They need that promises.
Never forget. No, never.
Yeah, now I can go with you now. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
But you have to take that head off in the church of God.
Jesus, I'll never forget
how you
brought me out.
Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never.
He's done so much for me.
Come on.
I cannot tell it all.
Oh,
no, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. Done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. Here. Hey. Oh, oh no!
Can I tell it all? Oh. I cannot tell it all.
He's done so much for me.
I cannot tell it all.
He has given all my sins away.
Yeah!
You get up there and pray the way you're supposed to be. You get up there and you pray the way you're supposed to be. You get up there.
Jesus.
Never, Angel.
Never.
Not yet, not yet.
Oh.
Right here, now.
Never, never I shall forget.
Never forget.
Never forget. Now I can hear it. Never, never forget.
Well, I'm having seen it.
Never, never forget.
Get up there!
Never! Never!
No music!
Never! Never!
I said no, no, never! I said no, no, never! Deliver me!
Never!
I said, never. I said, N-E-V-A, never forget. No, never forget. 8 hours straight, Angel.
That's
8 hours straight now. Y'all can take me down here.
That's
take me through there. Through the valley of the shadow of death. Take me through there, God. The place that I didn't think I could go. God gonna take me through there.
Hey!
Just like
hey!
The children of Israel.
Ah!
They didn't know how they were gonna make it through.
Ah!
They looked to the hills from which coming their help.
Hey!
They said, God, I don't know if I can do it.
Hey!
Unless you take me through there.
Come on!
Unless you take me through there.
Preach!
God, oh, ripping it up.
Hey, hey, hey.
The children.
Hey, hey.
Pharaoh wanted to kill the children of Israel.
Ah!
He backed them up to the ocean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Moses
said,
I got to part it.
Take me through
that. He parted the water. God took them through there.
Come on.
And when their enemy tried to follow, God closed it up. God will take you through close it for your enemy. Just like the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were in the fire. They wanted to burn them boys up. They said, we're going to burn you up.
They were so
Jesus
cooked.
Said, Chad, am I cooked? The three Hebrew boys said, Chad, am I cooked? Jesus said, I'm going to come in there and take you through there. They came out. Their clothes didn't even smell like smoke. God will take you through so much, your enemy won't even recognize how much you've been through.
Come on, Pastor. Come on, somebody. Now, if you are looking able to say, I'm so saved and saved. I'm so saved and saved.
I'm so saved and saved.
I'm so saved and saved. Saved and saved. You're going to want to come up here and take you through that.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
All over the building, we're standing. Praise team, come on. Come on and stand. Here I am to worship.
Here I am to bow down. Yeah.
Here's my thing about Maverick City. Like many things in the pandemic, they had their moment. It was a big moment.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler and Naomi, they capitalized on the moment. They'll be forever blessed as a result of it.
Mm-hmm.
Things come and go.
Well, the forever blessings is what they're.
Well, man, now you know we got. I'm on.
Forever blessings.
You know they got a lawsuit going.
Women, who got a lawsuit?
Chandler suing that man who went on down to that Isaac Coree and said that thing about gospel music. Chandler suing that man, saying he didn't give him all his royalties.
Oh, the man who was like, gospel music, nobody really wants it because they
y'all
can't sing
too
to
hard.
It. But did you hear how we had fun singing to that?
And that was the gospel music
we
that we loved.
And we couldn't do it to the little guitar music.
On the 13 minutes.
We were like, what?
It can't take you through there.
I can't.
You definitely ain't going through there.
I see the TikTok that said.
Even Moses parted it.
I'm agnostic and they were still listening to gospel.
Yes.
Said gospel is cultural. I ain't got to believe in Jesus, but I believe in that music.
I believe in it because I don't know what they said. Over at the, it's so many words. It's too many words. I like gospel. We repeat the same thing over and over again.
That's why that Lisa knows Angel.
Who is that?
Promises,
Angel. The song I've been doing the
yes
whole time.
Amen.
The promises of God are yes. Angel, you know it now.
Run it, Kev. We gotta wrap up.
I don't know.
We gotta wrap up. It's 11.
Oh yeah, it's 11.
Okay, this is the song I'm talking about, Angel.
Which song are you talking about?
Quartet.
Ding, 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 ding.
Everybody clap your... She got a preacher rag in her hand.
I did not expect the video to look like this.
I know. Promises
so
of God are yes. Have you heard this before? Amen. Promise. Now this is a 10 minutes too, but somehow I feel different. He promised me amen. You don't hear this?
I love this.
Need me, promise he will need me. Amen. Whoa. Promise he will need me. Everything he promised me. Amen. Ooh, that guitar is so country. Promise to keep me. Always be there.
Never to leave me.
Do 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 do. He's everywhere.
Yeah.
And he be my. They say get to the good part, Kev. You got it. And
be my guy.
Good part. sound like a promise to me. That sound like a promise to me.
God keeps his promises.
Ooh, I want to play the bass to this, Angel.
Play it.
I want to be your old nigga.
What? You are old
with
nigga.
With my glasses
according
like this.
According to Kirk. Yes. She said, wow. I want to have a reason to do that. Wow, yeah. And people take it seriously. God keeps his promises. God keeps his promises. God keeps his promises.
These old school roll with the rhinestone arms.
Yes.
Sound like a promise to me. Say yes and amen. I need it.
Yes and amen.
I need me a witness.
Yes and amen.
I need me a witness.
Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen.
Wow. Boom, boom, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Get up there, Angel.
Yeah.
Get up there.
Yes, and amen. Yes, and amen. Yeah. I just want to do it, and people just be okay with that.
Okay, as we go, I'll do Lisa all day. We do got to go off D'Angelo because, you know, he went on to be with him.
He got a gospel song, too?
No, we just gonna play some lady. We got to go because D'Angelo... We love you, D'Angelo. Rest in peace, legend. The music will live on forever.
Sing, Kevin.
Whoa.
You're my lady.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, come on.
I mean, just such a distinct voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's D'Angelo now.
No. Mm-hmm. Beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
My lady. You're my lady.
This is just like, we the aunties and the uncles, this the kind of music we put on and be like, boy, y'all don't even know nothing about right. that. And that's your problem.
And that's your problem.
Y'all wasn't around. Y'all listen to that two scootin' juke juke. And y'all ain't listening to no lady.
Y'all ain't listening to no lady.
Y'all need to let him put on Black Messiah. Put on voodoo and learn yourself something. Sit
and
down.
And know what it's supposed to sound like.
And know what good music is.
Oh, my lady. You're my lady. You're my lady.
Yeah. Ooh, that key change, that little change was good.
And my lady.
You know what I hate to admit? That TikToker who be telling her mom that people died, and she be like, "Who gone?" Yeah,
that's us.
I be looking for her videos to help me be sad. Mm. I don't know what it is. She just be like, "Who gone now?"
Yeah, well, I have a friend. I tell him. I said, "I'm starting to think you're the one killing the people," because he would get me the info so quick. I was like, "Were you there?"
Do 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 do.
I can tell.
It's such a good music. Mel will be here at 11:15, Joshy.
Okay.
Boo, boom, boo, doo, boo. I think her name is Bethe. Her last name is Bethe, if I'm not mistaken.
Michelle? What y'all talking about?
No, the person, the TikTok lady. I think it's like Melissa Bethe or something. Yeah, Melissa, I Am Melissa Bethe is the lady's name. She already got the D'Angelo one up. Do, do, do. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Bam, 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 bam. All right, one more and then we gotta go. We're waiting for Melissa and Mel to come in. This is Marcus's favorite song, so we're gonna play
it. I gotta
this.
Start the link up for them too, though.
You can't do two links?
Not at the same time.
Oh, it's on that YouTube.
Baby, we'll be all right. Okay. If they're 11:15, everything's set up, though. From
We'll just do 3 minutes of it. Cause I love his version of this.
If you want it, you got it forever.
Love y'all, man. Have a great day. Hug your loved ones. Tell somebody you love them. We'll see y'all next week. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
Good evening.
Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. For you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage, and that chick Angel.